In the midst of the day, we pause to reflect upon God's goodness and mercy and to commit the day afresh to his guidance and upholding. As we watch and wait on the way to the cross, we see you, Lord Christ. Bear its weight and stumble. And as we stand and weep, our hearts at a loss as all desert you and the crowd grumble. We give you thanks for all that you've carried that we might be free. Our sins, our shame, our death, our chains, that we might live to the glory of your name. And we pause to offer a prayer of praise. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another bright sunny day. We thank you that it makes it so much easier for those of us with children to have them play in the garden if we have one, and the parks, if we can keep our appropriate distance, are also places that we can be. We thank you for our NHS. We thank you that we were able to celebrate them at 8 o'clock last night, and we pray for their continued safety as they keep us safe. In Jesus' name, amen. Forgive our reluctance to carry the cross and bear its reproach, to seek the spectacular instead of the ordinary, to journey among crowds on the way that is broad instead of the narrow and upward path. Grant us more courage and give us fresh grace to take up our cross and follow your way. And we ask this in the name of the crucified one. Amen. And so to our reading. The mountains of Israel, this is chapter 36 of Ezekiel, verse 8. The mountains of Israel will produce heavy crops of fruit for my people, for they will be coming home again soon. See, I care about you, and I will pay attention to you. Your ground will be ploughed and your crops planted. I will greatly increase the population of Israel, and the ruined cities will be rebuilt and filled with people. I will increase not only the people, but also your animals. O mountains of Israel, I will bring people to live on you once again. I will make you even more prosperous than you were before. Then you will know that I am the Lord. I will cause my people to walk on you once again, and you will be their territory. You will never again rob them of their children. And then from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, God decided through the foolishness of our proclamation to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs and Greeks desire wisdom. But we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those who are the called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. For God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom, and God's weakness is stronger than human strength. And we bring our concerns to God now. If you'd like to add something for us to pray for now, please do use the comments section on Facebook if you're listening to this live. We pray for those who bear heavy burdens of guilt, shame, or fear. Those whose burdens are the care of others in their frailty. Particularly, we remember again those working in our health service, those who care for people in residential homes. Those whose burden is their own illness in mind or body, and especially we pray for those who are suffering from the coronavirus at this time. those who carry demanding responsibilities in work or community. We pray for our government, the medical officers. We pray particularly for our Prime Minister at this time, as we understand that he is now suffering mild symptoms of coronavirus. We pray for those who carry the cross for others, as Simon of Cyrene did for you. And we pray for all that the hours to come will hold, our plans and the Spirit's interruptions. We pray for our world, our church, our circle of friends and family. And Susie has asked us to pray for continued strength to accept what we cannot change and focus on positive areas. We continue to love and serve as we say together, we shoulder afresh the cross and bear it gladly, yoked to Jesus Christ, strengthened by the Spirit to the glory of the Father, and should we stumble, gently lift our eyes to yours, set us on our feet once again, and direct our steps in the way of Christ. Amen. And I bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.